beginning from Rosh Chodesh Elul through the end of Sukkot, through Shmini Atzeres, we recite the beautiful kapitel, the beautiful chapter of Tehillim, L'Dover Hashem O Revi'ishi, chapter 27, kapitel Chav Zayin Tehillim, which captures so much of the essence of Chodesh Elul, of the Yamim Noraim, but the truth is, really also captures a lot of the essence of life. So what I'd like to do over our next couple of Shi'urim, our next couple segments of Emuna Minute, is to be able to go through this kapitel and to highlight some of the beautiful, magnificent, and incredible themes that David HaMelech seeks to instill within us. And this kapitel, this chapter begins with such a beautiful statement. L'David, for David, Hashem Ori V'ishi, Hashem, you are my light and my salvation. Mimi Ira, from whom shall I be afraid? Hashem Ma'os Chayai, Hashem is the source of strength in my life. Mimi Efchad, from whom shall I be afraid? And the commentaries point out the way that this kapitel starts, L'David, for David. And then most of them, unfortunately, the commentaries explain, what does that mean, L'David, for David? That David HaMelech, King David, was speaking to himself. You see, sometimes in Tehillim, David HaMelech is trying to convey a message to Am Yisrael, to the Jewish people. Sometimes it's a present message, sometimes it's a historical message, other times it's a future message. But often David HaMelech is speaking to the nation, to the people, to Klal Yisrael. In this particular kapitel, David HaMelech is speaking to himself, L'David, there is a message I have to give myself. What's the message I have to give myself? What's the message that King David needed to articulate for himself? That God is my light, God is my salvation, God is my source of strength, from whom shall I be afraid? And perhaps what's happening here is that David HaMelech is teaching us such an incredible lesson, that when you face struggle in life, and King David faced every struggle possibly imaginable. He had familial strife. He had difficulty in marriage. He had difficulty with children. He had difficulty with siblings. He had difficulty with parents. He had difficulty with everything. He had external enemies, internal enemies. He was labeled a sinner by some of the people who were originally closest to him. Those who were closest to him turned on him and cast him as a traitor when in fact he wanted nothing to do with the monarchy. He just wanted to be a simple shepherd left alone for the rest of his life. David HaMelech struggled with health. The only thing David HaMelech didn't struggle with was Parnassa. Thank God, as being king, he had plenty of wealth. But other than Parnassa, every struggle possibly imaginable, King David had to contend with. So how do you deal with struggle? How do you deal with struggle when confronted by the realities, the difficulties, the vicissitudes of life? How do you deal with it? And King David says the first step is by reassuring yourself somehow, some way, everything is going to be okay. L'David, what do I say to myself? King David says, in times of difficulty, in times of distress, Hashem Ori V'yishi. God, you are my light, you are my salvation. Mimi Ira, I don't have to be afraid of anything in life. Do you know why? Hashem Ma'oz Chayai, you are the source of strength in my life. Mimi Efchad, I have nothing to fear. When you reassure yourself that somehow, some way, everything is going to be okay. Do you know why? Because Hashem is by your side. Now, dear friends, when we say everything is going to be okay, it doesn't mean that everything turns out the way I want it to turn out. It doesn't mean that every situation has a happy ending that I desire. It doesn't mean that all of the pieces fall into place as I had wanted them to fall into place. But it means that somehow, some way, everything works out. Because no matter what I'm going through in life, I'm never going through it alone. The Ribono Shel Olam is always by my side. He is always with me. You know, they say God is my co-pilot. So, you know, sometimes you think about a co-pilot, someone who sits in back. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not my co-pilot. Kadosh Baruch Hu is holding me, is embracing me, is literally wrapping me in his divine arms every step of the way. I'm never alone. I'm never by myself. And when struggles of life become most acute, those are the moments when God is holding me even tighter, even though I don't feel it. Even though sometimes I feel the exact opposite. I feel forsaken. As King David himself said, Keili, Keili, lama azavtani, Hashem, why did you leave me? But that same King David knows you never really left me. And even in those moments when I felt alone and forsaken, those are the moments where you're actually closest to me. L'David, in moments of struggle, the first step to overcoming our challenges in life is to articulate the belief that somehow, some way, everything will be all right. Why? because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. Hashem Ma'oz Chayai, Hashem Ori V'Yishi, L'David. King David reassured himself in moments of struggle that everything would be okay because the Ribono Shel Olam was with him every step of the way. May we find the courage to do the same. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.